now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says we must have authority from God for everything we do in the church? Within the religious world, the topic of how to ascertain and adhere to Bible authority seems to be one of those subjects about which there is not nearly enough knowledge, and unfortunately at times even less interest. Yet the Bible makes it clear that we must have authority from God for whatever we do in religion. But what exactly do we mean when we speak of biblical authority? If we possess biblical authority for an action, then we have biblically based justification for that action. In other words, the action is being carried out because God sanctioned it. This, in fact, is the point behind Paul's statement in Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. In that passage, the phrase, in the name of, carries the same thought and weight as a similar phrase routinely used by those who work in law enforcement. During various actions carried out by the police, an officer may shout, "Stop in the name of the law." When he says this, he is expressing the fact that he is issuing a command based upon the authority of the laws of the land. However, a law officer cannot merely act on personal whim. For example, he cannot simply burst through any door he wishes at any time he wishes. Rather, he can act only when he has the legal authority to do so, like, for example, when he has been granted a search warrant by a judge. In similar fashion, God has instructed us not to act without His authority, which limits our actions to those that are carried out in the name of, that is, by the authority of, the Lord. When Paul wrote to the Christians in Corinth in order to provide guidelines for them so that they would know how to do exactly what God expected them to do, he commanded them to not think beyond that which is written, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6. If we are not supposed to even think beyond what is found in God's Word, how much worse would it be if we were actually to do something that is not authorized by God's Word? Remember Paul's words in Colossians 3:17, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord." Join us next time as we explore this concept further.